This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Makar Sankranti and 10th National Yog Day being celebrated throughout the country today. President Ramchandra Paudil issues four different ordinances on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Ministry of Health and Population issues Patient Referral National Directory. And millions start bathing in holy rivers at world's the biggest religious festival, Mahakumbh. Now the news in detail. Maghe Sankranti or Makar Sankranti is being celebrated throughout the country today. According to astrological charts, Makar Sankranti has a special significance as the sun starts its ascendancy entering into the northern hemisphere from this day onwards. On this day, sunlight moves from the Tropic of Capricorn towards the Tropic of Cancer. It is believed that the days get longer and nights shorter from today itself. Likewise, the Newar community observes the festival by taking ghee and chaku and remembering departed souls. A large number of devotees throng Devghat, Barahachetra, Ridi, Panauti, Dolalghat and Kankai to take a holy bath and perform Shraddha. The festival has significance in view of Ayurveda and medical science as well. Food items that are taken on this day are the sources of a balanced diet which increases the immunity power of the human body. The Tharu and Magar communities celebrate this festival as Maghi with much fanfare and gaiety. Likewise, the people in the Tarai districts mark the day as the festival of baths known as Nahan. The government has announced a public holiday on the occasion of the festival. Similarly, the 10th National Yoga Day is being observed today with the motto of Yoga for a Healthy Society, Prosperous Nepal and World Peace. Every year, Maghe Sankranti, or the first day of the lunar month of Magh, is celebrated as the National Yoga Day, following a cabinet decision on 13th August 2015. The day is marked by organizing various programs, rallies and yoga practice. In a message today on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti, President Ramchandra Paudil has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad for their happiness, peace and prosperity. The President has expressed confidence that the such festival would contribute to maintain brotherhood, mutual reconciliation and tolerance to further strengthen our national unity. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has also extended heartfelt congratulations and best wishes to everyone on the occasion. President Ramchandra Paudil has issued four different ordinances as recommended by the Council of Ministers. According to the Office of the President, the ordinances include the Ordinance to amend some Nepal Acts relating to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery, the Economic Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Ordinance, the Privatization First Amendment Ordinance, and the Economic and Business Environment Reform and Investment Promotion Ordinance. In the meantime, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has stated that the government issued ordinances to ensure good governance, increase capital expenditure and promote foreign investment. Speaking at a press conference in Singhadarbar to publicize the decisions of the recent cabinet meeting, government spokesperson Minister Gurung claimed that the ordinances were necessary for immediate implementation as parliamentary procedures take time. Additionally, the cabinet approved an additional grant of approximately 1.63 billion rupees from the World Bank for the Forest for Prosperity project. Minister Gurung also announced that the minimum support price for wheat has been set at 3,867.38 rupees per quintal for the current fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli clarified that he has no intention of splitting or merging any political party, extending congratulations and best wishes to the newly elected office bearers and members of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Balwatar yesterday. Prime Minister Oli dismissed rumors about an ordinance on party division, emphasizing that such decisions are internal matters for each party. On journalist issues, Prime Minister Oli assured that the government would draft laws to combat fake news and support press freedom. The pre-launch of Public Service Broadcast Nepal, PSBN, will take place for 3 days from Tuesday, to Thursday to mark the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into public service broadcast system. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung is scheduled to inaugurate the event. The program will feature a panel discussion on international practices in the public service broadcast with representatives from AVU, ABU, AIBD, BBC and ABC sharing their insights. Likewise, a political debate on how it can contribute to strengthening a prosperous nation and democracy is being organized today. The debate is scheduled to be held after 3 p.m. today as part of the three-day PSP Nepal pre-launch program. The debate will explore the role of parties in further securing and strengthening the fundamental rights and entitlements of the people as provided in the Constitution. The debate will be attended by the Chief Whip of the ruling party CPN-UML, Mahesh Bartola, Member of Parliament of the Nepali Congress, Kamala Panta, Member of Parliament of the CPN Maoist Center, Devendra Paudil, Chief Whip of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Santosh Pariyar, and Member of Parliament of the Janata Samajwadi Party, Ranju Jha. PSP Nepal Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista believes that the pre-launch will establish a strong foundation for Nepal's public service broadcast. The discussions will focus on strengthening democracy, nation-building, and fostering cooperation between the people and the state through public service broadcast. All sessions, including the inauguration, will be broadcast live on Nepal Television, Radio Nepal and their digital platforms. The event coincides with the Parliament's endorsement of the Public Service Broadcasting Act of 2024, which formalizes the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a public service broadcaster. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued the Patient Referral National Directory. The directory outlines procedures for referring patients when treatment is unavailable due to limitations like lack of equipment, specialist, or other valid reasons. In emergencies or inpatients, the referring facility must coordinate until the patient is admitted to the referred facility. Referrals are prohibited if initial facility can treat the patient. The directory also mandates confirming service availability and bed space before referring a patient and sharing patient information to avoid a duplicate test. The goal is to reduce congestion in government hospitals by promoting need-based referrals. The trial phase for the new water supply pipelines in the Kathmandu Valley has been completed. Following the resumption of water supply from the Melamchi River, the Project Implementation Directorate tested 980 kilometers of pipelines across the 33 water supply networks under the Melamchi Sub-Project 2. Project Directorate Chief Tika Bahadur Chaudhary said 14 networks have been handed over to the Kathmandu Valley Water Supply Management Board and the process for transferring the remaining 19 is underway. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Classes have been suspended in 93 community schools in the Solukhumbu district due to extreme cold. 7 local levels have announced winter holidays for schools in their areas as temperatures dropped significantly, making it difficult to conduct classes. Information officer at the Education Development and Coordination Unit, Prakanda Nyopane, said schools began closing in November. Out of the district's 289 community schools, 93 are on winter break. The temperature in the upper regions of Solukhumbu has reached as low as minus 20 degrees Celsius, with headquarters Salleri also experiencing sub-zero temperatures. Now, some international news updates. Millions of people have taken a holy bath at the Hindu festival of Kumbh Mela, as also known as Mahakumbh, described as humanity's biggest gathering in northern India's Prayagraj city yesterday. The event, held once every 12 years, started yesterday, and over the next 6 weeks, the devout will bathe at Sangam, the confluence of the sacred Ganges River and the Yamuna River and the mythical Saraswati River. Also, 400 million pilgrims are expected to attend the 45-day spectacle. To accommodate the pilgrims and tourists, a vast tent city spread over 4,000 hectares has been set up on the banks of the river. Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police, DGP Prasant Kumar, said that around 10 million people have taken a dip in the sacred Sangam yesterday. The event will conclude on February 26. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 4 to 6 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Makar Sankranti and 10th National Yog Day being celebrated throughout the country today. President Ramchandra Paudel issues four different ordinances on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Ministry of Health and Population issues Patient Referral National Directory. And millions start bathing in holy rivers at world's biggest religious festival, Mahakumbh. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.